وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. I think my dear brothers and sisters, we answered these questions, similar questions many times before, and I gave you the conclusion. The conclusion that so all the opinions in this masala include the evidence in it. Look, يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى. If you have those brothers who they took the testimony of a trustworthy people that they cite in the Hilal, and they decide to open their fasting, or they decide to fast, for example, you understand, to start fasting or to open their fasting, and as it's already Shawwal, up to them, no problem, and no one can say you did wrong or you object them or you say you are Khawarij. No, it's a famous opinion for lots of ulama, and lots of ulama they took it. You understand? حفظك الله تعالى. And if the majority of the people in your place, they decide to follow the ruler because they have different sight in view, and they decide to fast or to open the fast, the opposite, for example, also they have the right of that, because this is the opinion of lots of ulama too, which they are the majority. You understand? So this is accepted, and this is accepted. So this is acceptable, and this is acceptable, 100%. After that, my dear brother, you need to realize no need for this to be a clashes, and no need for the first team to criticize the second team, or the second team to criticize the first team. So if the first team was the majority of the people, the second team should respect and do and fast or open their fast by themselves without clashing with the community. Same thing the opposite way. For example, in your case, the majority are taking the testimony of the ruler, which he said to them to fast. But also have those people who they follow the testimony of others, which they are trustworthy, who they say to them they saw the Hilal already. So in this situation, those minority, they supposed to respect the statements of those majority. And if they decide to open their first, they open secretly, no problem. You understand? And there's no harm, and there's no shame, and there is no wrong in anyone decide to follow the majority. You understand? Okay. And you need to realize all this matter is to go totally separate regarding prayer aid. Prayer aid actually is not connected with citing the Hilal or no. This is wrong understanding. Prayer aid is connected with people applying it. Whenever the people, they move out to pray Salatul Eid in your place, you go out, you pray with them. Even if you cite the Hilal before, even if you didn't cite the Hilal, you go and you pray with them Salatul Eid. You understand? قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام الصوم يوم يصوم الناس والفطر يوم يفطر الناس وعرف يوم يعرف الناس. You understand? So it's all about the people. So when the people, they go out to pray, you go out to pray with them. You understand? When the people, they didn't pray Salatul Eid, even if you open your fast, doesn't mean that you need to go to pray Salatul Eid. You understand? So where is the time of Salatul Eid? The time of Salatul Eid is when the people gathered for it. Barakallahu feek. You understand? So this matter is not a matter of clash. It's a theorism khilaf. Don't make it more to reality, then after that you clash with each other. No, it's unnecessary, unnecessary. You follow the opinion of those ulama who they said the whole ummah have one sighting. You follow the other opinion of the ulama who they said every geographic place have his own sighting. It doesn't matter. In the end, everyone applied according to what he believed, he will face Allah Azul alone. But when we go to the reality, we see where is the benefit and where is the damage. And absolutely the damage is when we keep clashing regarding this matter every year, two times, in the beginning of Ramadan and the end of Ramadan. You understand? And the benefit is when we understand that, when you apply the khilaf like how the ulama, they applied. The ulama, they have khilaf among them, but no one accusing the fasting of each other. No one say your fasting is not valid, and no, your raya is not, your eid is not valid. They don't accuse each other. This is the khilaf in between the ulama. The ulama, they didn't fight with each other like how you people are doing. And all these opinions belong to Al-Ilm before. Include the man that you said to me, he's not Salafi, but by him being pointed from the leader. What he's taking actually is the opinion of lots of ulama too. So take it easy. If the majority, they decide to follow him, up to them, no problem. Even if you have other Salafis and other brothers, they choose to follow them, that follow the majority, because they believe it's better opinion, no problem. There's nothing wrong in this matter. But together, all of us, we're going to combine together for Salat al-Eid. And whoever he want to do Salat al-Eid for himself only, here is the mistake and here is the wrong understanding. Here is the narrow-minded. Here is the path that is far from the path of the ulama. Here is the wrong zahiriyya. Be careful. وفقنا الله إياكم.